just like last time, with the cool air of the box lifting the hair on my neck and the dark shadows chattering around us. Just exactly like last time, and the way she lay there all taped and staring and waiting like some kind of, "God damn it," she said. "Come on, Dex, snap out of it." And yet, this time, I had a knife, and she was still helpless, and I could change everything now. I could... "Dexter?" said Mommy. I mean, Deborah. Of course, that's what I meant. Not Mommy at all, who had left us here in this same place, just like this. Left us in this place where it began, and now might finally finish. With a burning, absolutely must-do-it-already on its large, dark horse, and galloping along under the wonderful moon, and the 1,000 intimate voices whispering, "Do it. Do it now. Do it, and everything can change the way it should be. Back with..." "Mommy?" someone said. "Dexter, come on," said Mommy. I mean, Deborah. But the knife was moving. "Dexter, for Christ's sake, cut the shit. It's me, Debbie." I shook my head, and of course it was Deborah. But I couldn't stop the knife. "I know, Deb. I'm really very sorry." The knife crept higher. I could only watch it. Couldn't stop it now for anything. One small spiderweb touch of Harry still whipped at me, demanding that I pay attention and get squared away. But it was so small and weak, and the need was big, strong, stronger than it had ever been before. Because this was everything, the beginning and the end, and it lifted me up and out of myself and sent me washing away down the tunnel between the boy and the blood and the last chance to make it right. This would change everything, would pay back Mommy, would show her what she had done. Because Mommy should have saved us, and this time had to be different. Even Deb had to see that. "Put the knife down, Dexter." Her voice was a little calmer now, but those other voices were so much louder that I could barely hear her. I tried to put the knife down, really, I did, but I only managed to lower it a few inches. "I'm sorry, Deb. I just can't," I said, fighting to speak at all with the rising howl around me of the storm that had built for 25 years, and now with my brother and me brought together like thunderheads on a dark and moony night. "Dexter," said wicked Mommy, who wanted to leave us here alone in the awful cold blood, and the voice of my brother inside hissed out with mine, "Bitch!" And the knife went all the way back up. A noise came from the floor. LaGuerta? I couldn't tell, and it didn't matter. I had to finish. Had to do this. Had to let this happen now. "Dexter," Debbie said, "I'm your sister. You don't want to do this to me. What would Daddy say?"